is in the 51 Safelite Toyota today. Kyle, if you could walk us through just your experience around the racetrack today and what your expectations are coming into the weekend.
Just learning about the track and seeing kind of where all the changes have been made and looking at it, taking it all in. Pretty good reminder of what it was last year. Very similar, just some added grip through the S's, much faster through there. That's about it, really. I didn't run the truck here last year, so trying to figure out that and understand how different that is compared to what I remember in the Xfinity and Cup car from last year, and get ready for just some extra track time.
Okay, we're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question for Kyle, go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless mic to you. We're going to start over here at Jeff Clark.
What's your mindset this season for Cup? Because, like, you know, there's been races where it seems like you're running top five, and it's like, okay, you know, maybe Kyle's, like, you know, getting back to the swing of things, maybe Lexus, the new car, and then, you know, you see times like last week, it seems like, you know, you're not very happy at all. Obviously, that was related to what happened in the race, but overall, how do you view this car? How do you view the season? Where are you guys at as a team?
I think the car is fine. We're all trying to figure it out and learn what its potential is and what it is that makes it go fast, what the knobs of it are that you need to turn at these particular places. I feel like we've had decent speed everywhere we've been except Phoenix. Phoenix was really bad. Vegas, we were fast. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. California, we were okay. Worked on it, got it better as the day went, but came back from five laps down. Picked up 10 spots in five laps. Last week was fast. Probably one of the better cars of the field, felt like. And just got caught up in a wreck. So, we don't have anything really to show for this year. It's been disappointing. No stage points. That's about it. Next week. Keep going.
Good. Next to your right, over to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net. Kyle, last year, obviously, it was wet here. And, you know, being out there in the trucks this time, for today and then, in the Cup car, how does that affect your braking points, where you're learning the track and stuff like that? Do you get to drive in deeper now that the track is dry? And how will you change up your lines going into the corners versus last year?
You're ever learning and ever changing each lap. Fresh tires, you can barrel it off in there as far as you can carry it. As tires burn off and you wear them, you have to back up your corners because you'll lock up or you'll wheel hop or whatever. So you're always changing, trying to figure out where that's at. As the track picks up more rubber this weekend and gets hotter throughout the days, it's also going to slow down and get slicker. So it's just always about trying to find that grip of where it's at and how hard you can push.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. I had two. The first is, last week you said that things are coming for the Toyotas, or you think you guys have some improvements. Would we see that this week, or would it be more the short tracks in the next few weeks, or is it more maybe the intermediate tracks in a month or so?
That's it's a relative term. What improvements exactly can you make? As you know, these parts are all bought at the same suppliers. So it's just about trying to figure out how to assemble them a little bit differently, look at your sim a little bit differently, and try to fine-tune some more of the setup tweaks that you can make on these cars to better your cars for the racetracks you're coming up to.
And the last 11 races have been won by drivers under 30, both the old car and the new car. Is there anything that you've seen from some of these younger drivers who maybe weren't winning in the past that they're doing now that's allowing them to win races?
No, they're doing a good job. They're getting the job done when it matters most, and that's the last lap, taking home the checker flag.
Go over to your left, Holly Kane.
Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Hey, Kyle. Has your position on road courses changed? Do you enjoy racing on them more now? Have you always kind of liked them? Where do you stand with that and this one in particular?
I've always enjoyed the road racing. You know, back years long when we only had two on the schedule, Sonoma and Watkins Glen, it was always kind of fun to just kind of look at those as like an off week and just go enjoy the experience and, you know, try to learn and get better at it each time you do it. But now with there being six of them on the schedule, it's definitely more loaded towards needing to be good at it. Not wanting, but needing, just with the amount of you know, road course races that you have. So I feel like I'm a decent road racer and, you know, would love to have that chance to showcase that here on Sunday.
Any additional questions for Kyle? Claire B.
Kyle, what part of the racetrack here do you find the most difficult or the most intriguing? You know, you've done so much racing in your life. What fascinates you about this track and what's really tough for you still?
I would say the whole place is pretty cool. Just, you know, up the hill in one tight corner, downhill exit, you know, going through two, setting yourself up for the S's, three, four, five, six, seven, you know, all the way down. And then the jump you kind of make through turn 10 while you're turning left through that kink, getting yourself down into 11, long straightaway, heavy braking, tight corner into 12. So really the whole that stadium section, it's all really technical and pretty fun, and you got to be versatile in being able to hit all those corners.
Go up front here to Kevin.
Yeah, Kyle, I know you don't have any dry weather cup experience here yet, but going off a little bit off the last question, could you ever picture COTA having the goods to be either a regular or semi-regular stop on the cup tour?
I mean, as long as the fans come, I would say that it's going to grow into that and would have the opportunity to be that. I mean, we've been here 2 years. I don't see it going anywhere. Maybe I'm missing something.
We'll go to Jerry and then we'll wrap with Bob.
Hey, Bob. Kyle, you tweeted last week about, being a girl dad and are fixing to be a girl dad. Are you prepared for that? And, you know, how will that be different, do you think, than raising Brexton?
Yeah, I'm certainly looking forward to it. You know, we've obviously gone through many struggles in our journey, my Samantha and myself, to get to this point. So it's pretty cool to have the chance now to really see it through and you know, get to that end point of being able to deliver a baby girl. So, you know, that'll be here in a few weeks, and it's going to be exciting times. You know, certainly you kind of think your life's a little bit figured out and you got everything in order and my schedule and Brexton's schedule and all over the country all the time. And, you know, now throw a baby girl into it. What's that going to do? So, it is what it is, and we're going to make the most of it and we're going to figure it out. But, certainly looking forward to that and, hopefully being a good dad.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. I wanted to check. Austin last week said he felt like you pushed him, but I assume kind of from what you've been saying that you feel like he got loose before you got into him last week.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of the replay angles I saw looked a little tough to exactly decipher, but from my vantage point in the seat, I think the air changed in front of him, and he wasn't ready for the air change that happened, and he got loose, and then I touched him. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but I certainly wouldn't have push through the corner. I'm smarter than that, better than that. Wasn't trying to push anybody else any other part of the day through the corner. Wasn't the time in the day to be pushing. We're not even to the first stage yet. So, hate it for him. I think he lost it.
Kyle, thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck this weekend.